Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring all top 40 songs from the 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, the Supremes and the Four Tops together, the Commodores, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Edward Starr, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Eddie Kendricks, all coming up in the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
When I was a little girl, I'm not afraid to
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go on. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues.
Motown memory from the Commodores, Sail On, that reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1979. Before that, the Supremes and the Four Tops together, River Deep, Mountain High, number 14 from 1970. And we started with Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together with My Mistake Was to Love You, number 19 from 1974. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring top 40 songs from the 1970s. Well, coming up, a number one song from Stevie Wonder from 1977, Sir Duke. Well, Sir Duke was the second single from the album called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was the latest in a series of musical acknowledgments to Stevie's heroes. Sir Duke was, of course, a tribute to Edward Kennedy Ellington, otherwise known as Duke Ellington, the jazz genius who gained fame at the Cotton Club in Harlem during the 1930s. Duke Ellington passed away in 1974, and Stevie's single also paid reference to other important forerunners before him, Count Basie, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald. Well, Sir Duke was the highest new entry on the Hot 100 for the week ending April 2nd, 1977, coming in at number 74. When it hit the top 7 weeks later, it was the second consecutive number one single from the Songs of the Key of Life and the sixth chart topper of Stevie's career. Well, Stevie recalled at the time, quote, "I knew the title from the beginning, but wanted it to be about the musicians who did something for us," he explained. "So soon they have forgotten. I wanted to show my appreciation." Well, Sir Duke was not the last Stevie Wonder tribute song. In 1980, he recorded a song called Master Blaster Jamming that hit number 5 in December 1980, and it was written about the leading component of reggae music, the late Bob Marley. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, right here on Motown Memories.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away.
Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Got you to the point.
song with your requests. Motown Memories. Motown Memories at yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
That was recorded in 1971 and reached number 26, and that was Edwards' last top 40 song. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, number 2 from 1973, and we started with Stevie Sir Duke, number 1 from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature top 40 songs from the 1970s. Well, coming up, the first number 1 song from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 1970, Tears of a Clown. Well, it was an odd twist of fate that gave the Miracles their first number one. They had recorded Tears of a Clown on a 1967 album called Make It Happen. Well, Stevie Wonder and Henry Crosby had written the instrumental track, but were unhappy with the lyrics that they wrote for it. They asked Smokey to take the track and see if he could come up with a new set of lyrics. The sound of a calliope in the instrumental made Smokey think of a clown, and he wrote new lyrics based on that theme. Well, 3 years later, British Motown executive John Marshall was looking for a follow-up to a re-release of The Tracks of My Tears and discovered the Miracles had another Tears song in their catalog. Well, The Tears of a Clown was released as a single in the United Kingdom only, and to everyone's amazement, it went to number one, the first and only British chart topper for The Miracles. A month after it went to number one in Great Britain, Motown was preparing a new American single for the group, when Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, suggested they follow their British counterparts and release Tears of a Clown instead. Well, it sold 1 million copies in the United States and 900,000 copies in England, and it really surprised the Miracles because we didn't think much of that song at first, Smokey Robinson recalled. Well, here are the Miracles with Smokey Robinson and Tears of a Clown, right here on Motown.
I'm falling.
Hendrix with Boogie Down, number 2 from 1974, and we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, number 1 from 1970, Tears of a Clown. Well, this half hour, we've featured top 40 songs from the 1970s on the Motown and Motown subsidiary record label. Well, coming up, the next half hour will bring you more of the same, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.